Hi, my name is Isaiah Hardy and welcome to the Vessel Podcast, where we look to inspire, create, and motivate you to have a blessed day. Have you ever been afraid of something or someone or a situation that could or could not happen in your mind? Has that fear ever plagued you so bad that you couldn't sleep properly at night? I know I have. I've had many fears, many times where I was afraid that something was going to happen or could happen, or something wasn't going to happen the way I wanted to happen, or fear of my past, or fear of failure, fear to succeed. I've had many things happen to me in my life where fear was controlling me. Now that I'm older, now that I'm stronger and wiser, I realize that it's my own thoughts that control me. I want everyone on this podcast, listening to this podcast per se, to not be afraid today. Don't be afraid to dream. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to succeed. And do not be afraid of your past. In the Bible, it says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So when it says that the Lord didn't give us the spirit of fear, then we have to ask ourselves, then who gave it? Was it us? Was it the enemy? Was it society? I personally believe it's a mixture of all three. All the times I think that the enemy is at work trying to destroy us, trying to steal from us, trying to break our joy and our hope. But I know that he allows his imps to come into our mind, negative thoughts, negative energy, and fear being one of his big boy players to distract us, to stop us from doing what we need to do and stop us from doing what needs to be done. And sometimes I think it's us. Sometimes I think we look at ourselves and we are afraid to see the success that we can become, or we are afraid of our past and what had happened to us. Or sometimes we look at society and we look at the news, and rightfully so, you know, with coronavirus and political candidates and terrorism and lack of food and resources, it can be scary to look at the world and go, what the heck am I supposed to do? But the Bible says to fear not, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am Lord your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And sometimes when we go through things, we forget who God really is and the power that he's given us. I remember one time I was scared. There was a bully in my life when I was younger, real younger, that used to pick on me a lot. Like, I'm talking WWE, body slam, Undertaker. Yeah, that dude, he was that dude. And I was scared, man. I was just tired of it. But I was tired of being afraid too. You know, I was tired of being scared of him, but I just didn't know how to get rid of him. So like any strong, strapping four-year-old or toddler, I went to my mama. I went to Mama Bear and I was telling mom, you know, like, I need him to stop. And she was like, well, listen, if you want him to stop, then you got to be able to stop it. And sometimes I think we end up having those moments where we go to God afraid. But while God doesn't necessarily remove the fear from us, he reminds us of what he's already given us. And just like my mom in the story, she was like, yo, listen, he put your hands on you. Don't be afraid of him. Put your hands right back on him. And so one day he was messing around with me. Shouldn't have, because I don't remember it. But apparently what had happened was I took one of my Thomas the Toy Trains. It was like this real thick metal toy, you know, real solid 2000 workmanship. I slowly walked right behind this man. I lifted that toy up to the heavens and went wham, smacked him across the back of the head, went down, boom, TKO. Now, am I telling you to go beat people up that you're afraid of? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, just like in the story, God is right there to remind us that he didn't give us fear, that he gave us power to do something about it. Love, which is himself, love to overcome anything and everything, and a sound mind being righteous judgment. And sometimes fear is not necessarily afraid of something. Sometimes fear is of insecurity about where you are in life. A lot of us are afraid of our past or who we were as our former selves. I mean, I know I've definitely been in that boat before, you know, afraid that the former you is going to arise back, and you're going to revert back to who you were when you were with that person, or who you were you with that job, and who you were before you knew God, or who you were before you found true joy and happiness. And when that happens, when fear from the past creeps up in your present, it prevents you from truly being comfortable where you're at now, and it also dampens the future that is to come. So why am I saying all this? I'm saying all this because there are many people today who are successful, who are creative, who are intelligent, who are fast, who are funny, and have all these many gifts and all these talents, but the fear of whatever is holding you back. And I want to remind you that you have power to overcome anything and everything that you are going through right now in this moment. The power of the Holy Spirit. The human will to say enough is enough. Plant your feet down into the ground and say, I am here to stay. You are evicted from my mind. Fear, be gone. You know, I heard something recently. I was hanging out with my family, hanging out with friends, and I got sent this video by my best friend. I need you to watch this, right? And there was this motivational speaker. There was this author. I don't know who he is. I'll send the bio and the link to this episode. There was this motivational speaker and this person talking about the power of thoughts, the power of thinking. And he said something that I just have to share. He talked about the mind as like a garden. And the thoughts that we have are seeds. And the energy on these thoughts will grow. So if you think positive thoughts and you think joy and happiness, you're planting those seeds. But when you think negative thoughts, fear of failure, scaredness may not be a word, but you know what I'm saying? When you think those type of thoughts, you put that in the ground as well. And the soil is nourished by the energy that you feed. And the enemy wants us to be afraid. He wants us to be afraid of what has already been defeated. Your past is just that. Your past. It is history. Kung Fu Panda said it best. The past is history. Tomorrow is the mystery. And today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. Boom. You feed what will grow. And if you constantly are feeding the very thing that you wish to prevent, then that very thing is going to grow in your life. What do you need to do to overcome this challenge? To remind yourself of whose you are. You are a child of the Most High God. The blood of heaven and earth flows through your veins. Jesus Christ is your brother. And when you have a brother like Jesus, you don't get scared. You don't become afraid. When you have a brother like Jesus, you can plant your feet in the soil and say, I wish you would try to come up in my place, my joy, my space, in my mind, trying to remind me of who I was. When God sets a man free, he is free indeed. The old has washed away. The new has come. When the enemy tries to make you afraid of what you can be, you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When the enemy tries to make you afraid of what you think you can't do, you say that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You can do anything you put your mind to. Do not be afraid to succeed, and do not be afraid to fail. For all things work for the good of those that love the Lord, who have been called according to his riches and glory. Fear comes into your mind when fear comes into your spirit. When it tries to creep up into your body, you rebuke that thing in the name of Jesus, and you remind yourself that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power, his power to overcome all the obstacles of the world, his love, that passion that says, I know who I am, and a sound mind, that soundness, that human will in you that says, I make the decision to not be afraid, but to be brave. And you evict that thing out your mind and you start planting positive seeds. So if you're afraid of your past, remind yourself that it is just that, your past. If you are afraid to succeed, remind yourself that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you are afraid to fail, remind yourself that all things work for the good of those that love the Lord, who have been called according to his riches and glory. So you cannot fail. No matter what that fear is, I don't care if it's a fear of your boss, afraid of the dark, afraid to get married, afraid of a divorce. I don't care what your fear is. You do not allow that to take your mind, to take your thoughts captive. Your fear doesn't control you. You control it. You are the master. You are the one that gives strength to the dark. And you are the one that gives strength to the light. You feed what will grow. I'll leave with a question. What do you want growing in your mind today? Do you still want that 30-year past trauma fear to hold you down like it's been holding you down? Or is today going to be the day where you plant yourself down like a tree? And I've said it like that so many times on this podcast because you have to make that decision constantly, every day. Make the decision. This has been the Vessel Podcast, and I encourage you, do not be afraid today, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go, baby. All right, now. Peace.